So I wanted to talk to you about your holiday jazz R&B gospel concert. It's coming to Charlotte. Let everybody know when it is and everything.
I'm putting on a holiday jazz and R&B gospel concert. It's going to be November 15th at the Charlotte Scottish Rite Temple, 4740 Randolph Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm very excited about it. I have a gentleman by the name of Lamont J. out of Charlotte, the Rock Church, who will be opening, as well as I'll be bringing my band, Urban Instrumentalists. We're going to have a good time.
Right. And how old are you? You look like a young man. Really, how old are you?
The God has definitely been on my side with the way I physically look, youthful at least. Hope I can hold on to that for a good while, but I'm 24.
Right. And how long have you been playing the violin?
Started when I was 12. Been playing for about 12 years or so. Didn't really like it at first. I took it as a side class. I saw somebody else play it, and he kind of made it seem kind of cool to me, a little outside the box, and made me want to stick to it, and that's with it ever since.
So what kind of flavor would you call your music? Would you call yourself jazz, gospel, R&B? What kind of violinist are you?
It's a combination of all of them, and even more, I'm a contemporary violinist, I like to say. I'm raised in the church, play a lot of gospel and inspirational music, but I grew up on R&B as well. And beyond that, going to an art school, I was exposed to so many different styles and forms of music. So it's all under the contemporary umbrella.
Right. And what influences you? Where do you find, I guess, your inspiration as you, play your music and write your music and produce your music?
I can find inspiration from nearly anything. Nowadays with technology, you could just go online and I could see a video or stumble upon an old record that I haven't even heard of before and find some form of inspiration. Back when I was younger, illegal downloading, I think, was on the uprise and whatnot, and so my friends would go and download just tons and tons of mixtapes of songs and material, and I'm always finding inspiration from the unknown, things that I've never heard before.
If you could work with anybody or any artist out there right now in our generation, who would you work with and why?
Who would I work with? That's a good question. I'm not even sure if I could even answer that. I know that it would be somebody probably a secular artist, to tie into a larger, to be able to cover more grounds with larger audience per se, but who would I really want to work with right now? Maybe like another instrumentalist, maybe like a Carlos Santana or something, or maybe like a Prince or a John Mayer, other people that play instruments as well.
What are your goals for 2014? Hopefully like some Grammys or something your way.
I have a lot planned. I've been traveling almost every weekend over the past 6-7 months. Hoping to go overseas, as well as continue to hit larger markets. I'm from the South, Carolina boy, born and raised. But I do love to go to L.A. and New York City and Chicago and other places like that where I can expose my talents at a larger level. So more travels.
What are some, I guess, you being a number one African-American and a violinist and also a boy, a male, you don't see that many out there. What would you tell a young, I guess, little African-American little boy that wants to play the violin like yourself? Would you, how I guess there's a stereotype like boys don't play instruments or that type of instrument. What would you tell him what would you tell him as encouraging words?
You're absolutely right. We really do not think of instruments like this. I didn't want to play it either when I first started, and I got a lot of flack for it from my friends. And definitely something I would tell somebody else is that it doesn't matter what you look like, act like, or whatever demeanor you have about yourself. You can do something different or outside the box. A lot of times we think that, especially as black males, we only can fit a couple molds. We can only be the basketball player. Or we can only, play the drum, or we can only be a criminal. We think that we have to do that. And the majority of it now, to me, when it comes to tension between why, guys like me are rare, whether it's playing the violin or doing something else outside the box, it's all mental. It's a mental thing, I feel. I would definitely let them know that know, it pays off in the long run, because those same guys that were making fun of me, they're not laughing now. But in the beginning, it was definitely rough.
Right. And if you could do anything else, what else would you do out there?
What else would I do beyond music?
Right.
I'd love to be like an investor. You know, I'm praying I could just travel the country and even the world for the next 3-4 years, and then maybe come back and just help rebuild, in a sense, you know, bless somebody else on a regular basis. Entrepreneur.
Okay. And where can people go to find more out about you? I know you have a website. Do you have like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Of course. My website is danieldmusic.com. That's www.danieldmusic.com. And on my website, you can find my Facebook. It's facebook.com/DanielDMusic, as well as my Twitter, Daniel D S Violin. And I'm also on Instagram as well, Daniel D.